and welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. This week, from Ontario, Canada, Triumph.
Gone.
I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on the band Triumph, formed in Ontario, Canada in 1975. They were originally called Abernathy Shagnaster. Since becoming Triumph, they have released 14 albums, 3 videos, 24 singles, and have had 6 songs on the Billboard charts. So it was the summer of 1979 while I was waiting around for the new Rush album. My friend David said, "Hey, check these guys out," and he played Street Fighter for me from October of 1976. And I went right down to Uncle John's record store and bought Triumph. And that's how I discovered this band. The last song you just heard was from November of 1977, sung by Gil Moore, "Takes Time." This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now, the number 86 hit from January of 1979, sung by Rick Emmett, "Lay It on the Line." just heard from March of 1980, A Woman in Love, which in my experience, they're just pretending. The band was founded by vocalist drummer Gil Moore, born on the 4th of October 1953 in Toronto, Canada, along with bassist keyboardist Michael Stephen Levine, born on the 1st of June in 1949, also in Toronto, Canada. They formed the band in 1975 with two other members. It is worth noting that Triumph was smart enough to buy back their own catalog from their record label, as most bands do not own their own material. If you'd like to check out the last 90 episodes of the Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you'd like to learn more about the artists we cover on the show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zeros. This next song is a personal motto of mine and dedicated to my friend Asha Moonglow. It is from September of 1981. This is Fight the Good Fight.
Thank you.
just heard from January of 1983, All the Way. Drummer Moore and bassist Levine found guitarist, vocalist Rick Richard Gordon Emmett. Born in Toronto, Canada on the 10th of June in 1953, he was in the band Act 3 at the time and they brought him on board to Triumph. After Rick Emmett left Triumph, he has released 12 solo albums to date. Immediately after high school, I left Sioux City and moved to Phoenix, Arizona, where I was able to see Triumph live in concert on the 19th of September in 1981 in Tempe, Arizona at Compton Terrace. I was such a big fan of Triumph and so impressed by Rick Emmett, I changed the spelling of my first name to R-I-K, as my great-grandmother, Myrtle, was from Quebec, Canada. One of the first famous people I ever became friends with on Facebook was Rick Emmett. I used to exchange messages with him back in the day. Be sure to check out Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Music History Show on Facebook. Go to the photo albums where there's information on all of our past shows. And leave us questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you. This next song I remember so well. I was working at Record Shop in Valley West Mall. It was a number 27 hit in September of 1986. This is Somebody's Out There.
Is it fate or random chance? How can I decide? Are we victims of circumstance when destinies collide? All the odds are against you, but somehow
somewhere, I will somehow be somebody, someone, someday, someday.
show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Looks like this is the end, folks. This is from the final Triumph album in January of 1983, where Rick Emmett was replaced by Phil X. This song is sung by Gil Moore. It is Child of the City.
Yeah.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the band Triumph from Ontario, Canada. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.